All right, so what's this festival all about? It's Balaram's birthday. How old is Balaram? Well, over 5,000 years. It's pretty old, isn't it? Who is Balaram? Balaram is an aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That sounds very technical. Supreme Personality of Godhead is the long way of saying God. Nowadays in Ireland, a lot of people seem to be turned off by the idea of God. They got disappointed after hundreds of years of God consciousness. People seem to be turned off, and just as they were, Ireland was famous for being staunchly Catholic, at least this part of Ireland. And now they seem, or you all seem, if there are any Irish people here, seem to be trying to make up for the last 1500 years or so by having a good blast of hedonism. What do you think? You're at all the clubs and the discos and the rock band. Everyone's making up for the last 1500 years or so. But it's a hopeless effort. The idea to be happy by letting yourself go and dropping all kinds of things into your mouth and letting all kinds of things out of or into your genital, depending on which sex you are, does not result in happiness. Happiness comes from Balaram. Balaram is another name of Krishna. Krishna means who is always happy in spiritual bliss, the Supreme God. And Balaram is a name which means who is all powerful. You know that about God. He's all powerful. But he's also all beautiful. Bala means strength. And Rama means all attractive, and especially Balaram is most beautiful. So through this festival of Balaram's birthday, how old is he? 5,000 years? No, he's eternal. You're also eternal. That's the first thing that Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita. We are all eternal. As sure as death, we learn from the drama, as sure as death, as sure as death, as sure as rain in Ireland. Death is sure, and rebirth is sure, because we don't die when we die. That sounds strange, doesn't it? When we die, we don't die. What does that mean? The body has to die. But you will not die. I will never die. You will never die. Only the body dies. Because we are eternal. We are not chemicals. Forget all that rubbish they taught you in school. We are not chemicals. You can put all chemicals together as much as you like. You'll never make a living being. Because every living being is spiritual. Death means death of the body. It means that a certain combination of chemicals can no longer go on existing in that way. But we are eternal living beings. And the supreme eternal is Krishna. And his brother is Balaram. Krishna means he's all powerful, but he's also all beautiful. All kind, all loving. It's very dangerous to be powerful. The saying is there, power corrupts. But it only corrupts someone if they have corruption in their heart. But someone whose heart is pure, even if they get power, they won't misuse it. They'll use it to benefit others. So Krishna is all powerful. Krishna means that person who has gone all these years in the English language by the name God, but without a very clear understanding of who is God, with the understanding that God is someone who throws people into hell and burns them forever. Well, that's not Krishna. Krishna means all loving, and even though there is some punishment for bad things done, but that punishment is by way of rectification. Krishna, God, means all love. Love means that even if someone does something wrong, you still love them. Love is not some business exchange, that I do something for you, you do something for me. That is selfish, that is self-centered. Mostly in this world, we make relationships with others because we expect to get something back from them. But that's not pure love. Pure love means that we want to give to the other person and benefit the other person. And even if they don't reciprocate, we still want to do them good. That pure love is only possible in a person with a pure heart. Pure heart means they have no tendency to exploit others. That is Krishna, the Supreme God. He has no tendency to exploit others. He doesn't need anything from us. God doesn't need our service. He doesn't need our prayers. He doesn't have a big ego to be inflated by having people bow down to him. But if we do bow down to him in love, he appreciates that. God, Krishna, is the Supreme Person. Being a person, it means he likes to have friends. He likes to be appreciated. He's not upset if we don't appreciate him, but he appreciates if we appreciate him. So Krishna, God, is the Supreme Person. He is the Supreme Loving Person. Sometimes we hear it said that God is all love. That's true. But he's not just some vague love. He's the Supreme Loving Person. Real love is exchanged between people. Now, when we say Krishna, God, is the Supreme Person, that doesn't mean that he's a person exactly in the same way that you and I are. Because we are very tiny living beings. We have so many personal motivations. But Krishna, he is a person, but at the same time, he sees everything. He knows everything. He controls everything. But at the same time, he wants to have an intimate, loving relationship with every living being. We are living beings and we have relationships. Just think, how many people do you have a close relationship with? Most of us can only say, well, of course, close is a subjective term, but we can have a close relationship with only maybe 3, 4, 5 people. Let's ask someone. Anyone here? Anyone like to volunteer? How many people do you have a close relationship? Some people may say 0. In the modern age, it's getting like that. You don't have a close relationship with anyone. In the modern age, more and more people, they prefer not to have a close relationship with anyone because they think it's too much trouble. If you get close to someone and then they reject you, it's too painful. So they prefer to live just with acquaintances, not with friends. They prefer not to love. Close relationship means love. But they prefer not to love because they think it's too much. I have to give too much. And then if the other person rejects me, then we feel our heart is broken. There are so many people, they live alone all their life. They don't like to, or maybe they have a dog, but then their heart becomes broken when their dog dies. Usually the dog dies before the owner. So actually what we're all looking for is love. Would anyone like to, do you all agree? If we think about it, isn't that what we're all looking for? Everyone's looking for happiness, right? Everyone will agree with that. But where is the happiness in whatever? Modern life offers us so many opportunities to be happy. There are so many things to do. That's another reason why people don't have friends, because they have a screen they look into. And their whole life is looking into a screen and pressing buttons. And they don't have real friends. Facebook has redefined the word friend. A friend is not someone you have actual, personal, physical interaction with and do things with. It's just someone somewhere with some assumed name who's somewhere out in the world on your Facebook account. So friendship has become redefined. So everyone is looking for happiness. Where will you find happiness? Well, there are so many ways. Some people try to get happiness by stuffing their face full of meat and fish and wine and eggs and oysters. And some people, they go mountain climbing. And some people, they play or listen to rock music far too loud. You see, I'm saying, expecting a reaction from over here, but he's looking in his screen, and I think his ears have gone from... I'm just saying some people look for happiness in far too loud rock music, but I think you didn't hear me because your ears are already gone from so many concerts, is it? Your power of hearing is decreased. There's so many ways. Fashions, some people look into science, some people look for it in their family. In so many ways, people are looking for happiness. But more and more in the modern age, we feel empty, nothing inside. We've got everything outside for all kinds of things, but empty inside. So happiness comes from love. And love means to give selflessly. But more and more in the modern age, we're afraid to give ourselves selflessly, because we're afraid that that love will not be reciprocated, that we will be exploited. We'll give ourselves to someone and they will simply throw us away like toilet paper after you've wiped your backside. What do you do with it? You don't keep it and stick it on the wall. Maybe someone will. Maybe that'll become a new kind of modern art. You have to give me royalties for that one. But you use and throw. People, they treat others use and throw. And so people, they remain aloof. They don't want to give yourself. Stay aloof. But then the emptiness inside remains. No one is happy. Because we can only be happy by loving. Why is it that we can only be happy by loving? Because that is our nature as spiritual beings. We are not chemicals. Chemicals can't love. This body is made of, so we're told, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and so many other chemicals. But chemicals cannot love. We are spiritual beings. We are meant for loving. Loving means between living being to living being. You cannot love a chair. You cannot love a microphone. There's no reciprocation. Person to person, reciprocation is love. We're looking for that. But especially in the modern age, we don't find it. We hear the word love, but we don't experience it. We can experience it to some extent in this world. The mother's love for the child. But that's also decreasing because mothers are too busy doing other things to love their children. And the children, they grow up without that love and they feel frustrated and they take it out on others, and it's a whole downward spiral. Generation after generation, people are becoming more and more frustrated because there's no love. But even the love that is in the material world, that is limited and temporary, and therefore it cannot fully satisfy us. I just mentioned the mother's love for the child. That's maybe the closest thing to pure love in this world. Because the mother, the traditional Irish mother, who nowadays is an object of scorn because they think, well, in the old days, women were stupid. They just used to look after their children, but now they're liberated. But the traditional Irish mother would look after her children selfishly, selflessly, cooking and cleaning, wiping their backsides, knitting for them. It was a life of giving, of sacrifice, but they were fulfilled and satisfied in that. That is the nearest thing to pure love in this world. But that is also temporary and limited because the mother dies, the children die. So the love that we as spiritual beings are looking for can be fully satisfied with Krishna. Krishna means the eternal, supreme, loving person. The loving relationship that we're looking for in life after life, not only in human life. The dogs, they also look for love. The cats, they also look for love. Every living being is looking for love. But that love in this material world is always frustrated. Time separates us. One human cheats another. They show love, but then they cheat them. But Krishna is the supreme loving person who not only will he never cheat us, but he has the capacity to fully love us and fully reciprocate with us. Our propensity to love, which is perverted in this material world, it changes. Instead of loving, we want to exploit others, and they're also trying to exploit us. So it becomes one big competition in which everyone is trying to exploit everyone else. No one can trust anyone else. No one is happy. But that loving propensity that we all inherently seek, that can be fully satisfied by giving our love to Krishna. And by loving Krishna, we attract Krishna's reciprocation. If we give ourselves to Krishna, we will not be the loser. Krishna can reciprocate with us far more than we can give to him. He doesn't need anything from us. He's not trying to get anything from us. Whatever we have comes from him. The only thing he's looking for is that we give ourselves to him. So how can we give ourselves to him? How can we give ourselves to Krishna when Krishna has everything? We cannot benefit him in any way because he's all powerful. But Krishna, because he also wants to love us, he makes himself available to us. So that even though he owns everything, if we offer him with love, even some simple things like some fruit or flowers, or even if we just say Hare Krishna, just say the name, just say his names with love, then Krishna becomes very pleased. We can also offer him gold and jewels, and he may be pleased by that. But he doesn't need it. He doesn't need fruit. He doesn't need flowers. He doesn't need jewels. But he becomes pleased when we voluntarily offer something to him with love. And that's why Krishna comes in the deity form. Here is Krishna with Balaram, his brother, and Subhadra, his sister. And you may say, well, how is that God? It just looks like some statue. Well, in one sense it's a statue. You can see a statue. But Krishna, being all-powerful and all-kind, he agrees to accept this form so that we can serve him. We are offering a flower to God. Where do you offer it? Where is he? He's everywhere. So where will you offer it? But he comes personally, and we can offer the flower to him directly. We can sing for him directly. He's right there. And he personally accepts whatever we want to offer to him with love. That is his kindness. He doesn't have to come like this. He's not limited. We may say that, well, if it's just a statue, so it's something limited. No, he's not limited by that. But he's also not limited by our misconception that God cannot take a form. He can do whatever he likes. If he wants to appear like this, he does. So he appears like this so that we can serve him. So love begins with service. Generally we think, love, what's in it for me? As soon as we think like that, that's not love. Love means service. How will we serve God who has everything? We'll serve him simply by the attitude in our heart that we want to serve him. Now, if we think of God only as all powerful, then we may want to serve him out of fear or out of the thought that he can do something for me. I have to serve God. If I don't serve him, he'll throw me into hell. Well, that's one reason to serve God, but it's not love. Or we may think, I will serve God and he will give me a place in heaven and I'll enjoy myself there. But that's also not love. That's self-centered. So love means when we simply give ourselves because we find the person so attractive. So Krishna, even though he's all-powerful, he appears as a little child so that we can serve him as if he needs our loving reciprocation. Well, now Krishna is manifesting as rain. God is everything. He's also rain. He says that in Bhagavad Gita. Tapami aham aham varsham nigrinami utsrijami cha. He says, I am the sun. I'm also the rain. So he's come as the rain. So what to do in the rain? We can go on hearing about Krishna. If you have a big umbrella, not many have umbrellas. So I suggest that we can go on singing about Krishna. Looks like the end of this speech. But it goes on. Talk of Krishna should go on and on and on. Not once a year in a festival, but every day. If we become Krishna conscious, we will find that every day is a festival. If your life is not a festival every day, then you're wasting your life. If your life is simply a grind, how to make money so that you can eat to have enough strength to go back to work again the next day, then you're wasting your life. Every day should be a festival. Every day should be singing and dancing with pure-hearted people in love. That is possible in Krishna consciousness. Every day we begin by singing and dancing and worshipping Krishna. You can do also. For more information, contact, well, me as long as I'm here. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Jai Jagannath. Okay, it's all over from me for this year in Dublin. There's lots more to say. You can also read books. We have wonderful books, amazing books. Books that tell you things that they'll never teach you in the school because they want to keep you as a moron, just working in their stupid system so you can waste your life. Read these books and find out who you really are.